Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Have spirit fingers when this song comes on. 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Samantha Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and we like to have her on the morning after we have city council meetings. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Okay, I want to start with something that is not on exactly, it wasn't on your agenda last night for sure, but I think it is one of the best news stories for a while. Captain Tim Kinsler, retired Navy captain from former commanding officer at the base, and I was working at the UWF Center for Leadership. He is now going to be the new city manager for Pensacola. So he is going to be, they've been looking for somebody since Kareth Fidler left. And Amy, of course, has been stepping into that role as a temporary. But D.C. Reeves is the mayor, and Tim Kinsler is going to be the city manager. I think this is a huge win for the city. Your thoughts, as you're going to have to work with him a lot?
Well, I share the same feeling. And, I look forward so much to working with Lucky, but also we do work so closely with our sister city. And, you know, Amy is phenomenal. Just she has done a great job there, as she did, you know, for the port, the same with Kareth. And so when you have that, you know, type of leadership, it affects everybody. And it just makes sure everybody's continuing to make strong progress. It's another solid choice from, you know, Mayor Reeves. And we just have been very supportive of his focus on maintenance and focusing on his capital improvement planning. And so those are conversations we continue to have with our sister city. And I think this is just going to make, you know, just make sure that they don't break stride. So It was excellent choice.
Well, I mean, you couldn't ask for somebody more skilled in the art of maintaining a dilapidated infrastructure as Pensacola, which they know. I mean, he knows how to do this, so certainly he's skilled. I actually had thought for a time that, you know, if Lucky ran for mayor, he'd win the election, so now to hire him is just genius. I mean, it's genius. Anyway, you guys, last night you had your budget meeting, and you have approved the budget. What's the budget look like for this year?
Yeah, so our budget this year is implementing year 5 of our 5-year resiliency strategic plan. And so, Andrew, what you know, your listeners would see if they're driving through Gulf Breeze is that we are doing massive infrastructure projects in some of our most narrow streets and, you know, our most established neighborhoods. We're doing, of course, the septic elimination. We're replacing old water pipes. You know, we're doing these things that don't exactly make people thrilled because it's, you know, it's disruptive, but at the same time, it's so important to quality of life. And we're able to do that by leveraging local dollars with grants that we had worked on for years. And so as we're moving forward, you know, with that and completing year 5, it is really good timing, of course, for new council members in December who will be taking seat. They'll be visioning and they'll be talking about how they can build on that resiliency plan. So no surprises in this year's budget that it is continuing to move forward. Those things that we've heard from our residents have just been, you know, so supported over this council's last term. So no surprises. However, the budget is $40 million less, almost $50 million less than the current year. And that's because our Tiger Point reclamation facility is going to be almost done by the time October 1 starts our new, you know, fiscal year. So that project is underway now after, as you know, Andrew, you know, many years. The city of Gulf Breeze provides reclaimed water throughout the Fairpoint Peninsula. So another exciting, you know, resiliency project that's, you know, finally happening.
No, that's great. And so the millage is constant? Or tell me, how does the $40 million come out? Or how does that, what's going on there?
You know, the great thing about being a peninsula is your budget is pretty easy,
right,
Andrew? I'm not going to lie. Not a complex budget when you're almost entirely built out. It means that you know what it takes to operate your general fund. It means that for the last decade, this will actually be 10 years that our millage rate is the same. So as the value of that mill increases incrementally every year, our desire is that, you know, on average, it keeps pace with inflation, that it keeps pace with the increase in insurance costs, because we never really need to add a bunch of new personnel to operate the city. We know what it takes manning-wise and so forth for our general fund. Those things are not going to change. But as we know, the cost of personnel with the increase in minimum wage and increase in insurance and so forth throughout the country continues to increase. So we are very grateful whenever we see the value of the mill, the value of our homes continue to increase nominally. It means that we can cover those costs without having to actually increase taxes. And that's what we've been able to do for the 10th year. Essentially, we're living within our means. And so that is another good sign of a healthy community that is investing in itself and making sure that it is a place people want to live.
I do have a quick follow-up on that, but before we go, we're talking to Sam Abel. She's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Let me get John in here with Traffic on the Fives. John?
We've got a major backup if you're doing Highway 29 southbound, just at East 9 Mile Road and heading southbound. There, you see some major delays. It's about 20, 25-minute delay there. Also, I-10 eastbound, we've got an accident right at Mall and Marker 7. And that's between the Pine Forest exit and Highway 29. That's causing some backups there also, so be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As you were talking about how the costs for the city remain relatively constant and the income remains relatively constant, and there's a lot of things about being a built-out city which make it much more easy to predict, the thought did occur to me that because inflation was high, at least for a while, and it has since left legacy disruptions of all sorts in terms of the price of things that governments buy, yet the value of the taxable base for homes in the city did not rise commensurate with inflation because of the limits on homestead increase, you know, the homestead increase limits. Were you guys behind because of that problem?
So remember, Andrew, that governments collect their taxes 2 years in the arrears.
Okay.
And so what that means is that we're going to be watching that, and it's something that we're going to have to look at probably for, you know, 2 years out from now.
Okay.
And that could be a concern. It also, as it relates to our public safety, our volunteer fire department is now a hybrid fire department. We now have paid professionals in leadership. And at this time, we're able to continue to afford those things within our existing millage. But whenever something happens in Tallahassee that increases the homestead exemption, such as what's going to be, you know, on the ballot, it is concerning. We absolutely consider that to be, you know, legislators who are passing an increase down to local government level.
Right.
The Florida League of Cities, you know, oppose that, especially as it relates to cities. Also, your listeners may not be aware that millage is just one small slice of our pie. For counties, counties rely on millage for the majority of their operations. For cities, that's why we operate these different business-like enterprises,
because
we're
funds,
much
yeah.
more diversified. So if I were one of your listeners, I would know that in the event that the homestead exemption increases, know that cities will not be impacted as much as counties. And
okay,
if you live
sure.
in a county that has, you know, reduced its millage significantly for a vote, I would be very worried about future infrastructure 3 and 4 years from now. And we saw that during the global recession as well.
What county in the panhandle decreased its millage in order to try to get votes?
Trying
I don't, what
to
are
remember,
you talking
Andrew.
About? That's okay. Sam Abel, in case people don't remember, there was a minor reduction in millage in Santa Rosa County this summer. Many of us thought in an effort to encourage the voters in a certain direction. I'll just put it that way. Sam Abel, she is a city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and that's very interesting. And as you say, you know, when Tallahassee mandates an unfunded mandate, even if it's by, you know, an unfunded mandate of limiting the amount of income you can get from homestead exemptions, from the effect of homestead exemptions on taxable base, that's a problem when you're trying to, you know, fund all of these services. Sam, thank you for the time. Thank you so much for what you do for the city. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative. local, dependable. If you need a good realtor, and you know you do need a good realtor, look, when times are hot, like when you can basically yell out the window, "Home for sale," and you got two offers by the time you're done with the sentence, which is kind of what it was a couple of years ago. It is not that way anymore. Homes are sitting a little bit longer. New homes are doing incentives in order to, you know, encourage you to buy a new home. There's all kinds of nuances to this kind of market. So it was beneficial to have Christina Leavenworth helping you when the market was hot. It's essential to have a good realtor. And of course, Christina Leavenworth is a very good one helping you now. You know, you may know somebody you're friends with, and that's fine if you want to interview them too. But you're talking about, you know, potentially thousands of dollars, certainly over the course of the life of the note of your home, that you're talking about maybe tens of thousands of dollars of difference. And you want to make sure that you get the best deal buying or selling, and that they're going to walk you through all of the various aspects of that decision. Everything from whether you need to replace that roof or that water heater when you're selling a home. Those are things that home insurance companies are now looking at, and it may well affect the marketable value of your home. So all of that stuff, she and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they know this stuff. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, Andrew, we've got tickets to give away.
Outstanding. Are they perhaps... Oh, actually, they're not FSU. I'm sorry. I don't mean to tease you. They are orange. They are oak. I kid you not. In my copy, it says Oak Ridge bought tickets. So my brain is trying to remember to say Oak Ridge boys, and in the process, I made it Orange Rick. I don't know what we did here. But anyway, I have a pair of tickets to go see the Oak Ridge, not bots, boys that are going to be performing at the Sanger Theater. And I've heard from all people that they are a great show. So I would be looking forward to that if you are a fan. Two tickets. Caller number one, be fast. 437-1620. I won't even make you sing me Elvira. 437-1620 for Oak Ridge boys tickets at the Sanger Theater coming up on October the 6th.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it happens Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's the White Sands Panhandle Band. They are the hottest band when it comes to bluegrass, country, and rockabilly. And they're inspired by so many great artists like Marty Stewart, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Daniels. So come out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with White Sands Panhandle Band. So remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're out?
Yeah.
Wow, that was fast.
Soldier on the battlefield, got an army on the battlefield.
outnumbered like the Alamo. I don't even want to go. This is war.
Good morning, 825 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You can always text me your questions, your comments at 437-1620. John Pickens has got your traffic on the fives. John?
Well, if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound, starting around mile marker number 7, you're going to see some delays there due to an accident. The early push off the side of the road, but we're seeing delays between Pine Forest and Highway 29. It's about a 15-20 minute delay. And then again, I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker number 17, before you get to the Scambia Bay Bridge, we've got a hit and run crash with roadblock. So that's going to cause you some major delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. You know, when it's time to get that next vehicle, I know everybody puts it up. Nobody likes to buy a car. It's hassle. It's time-consuming. It's annoying. You'd kind of always rather put up with the other one, you know, as long as you possibly can. And sometimes you brag about it. Sometimes it's a matter of pride. Like, look at how long I put up with this old car. I'm just me talking. But then you get to the point where you're spending more money on it than it's really worth. And, you know, would it have been cheaper just to get a different car? That's why you go to Frontier. They've got a great selection of good quality used cars, and they know you don't want to go there. They know. And that's, they understand, because a lot of times, you know, car buying is an unpleasant experience, and, you know, you feel like you're going to get taken advantage of, and it's pressure, and they understand, and they don't do any of that stuff. In fact, one of the things they'll give you is a price sheet when you look at any particular car with, you want to know the price of it, and like the details, you get an out-the-door price, including trade-in and tax and title and everything else, and that's the only thing you ever negotiate on. Okay, so there's no, like, come back later with extra fees. It just doesn't work that way. We actually bought a vehicle almost inadvertently. We went to test drive something. They gave us a good price. We're like, can you come down? They're like, yeah. Can you give us a day? Yeah. Can you come down again? Yeah. I don't know. Can we buy it? I mean, it was that easy to buy our Honda Odyssey from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, we should learn more today about the charges that Sean Diddy Combs could face after being taken into federal custody in New York last night. For now, the indictment is still sealed, but there have been nearly a dozen lawsuits filed against him alleging physical abuse or sex trafficking. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine sending the state patrol to schools in Springfield, Ohio, after more than 30 bomb threats were received since last week. Those threats are linked to allegations of Haitian immigrants eating cats and dogs in the city. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., apparently the target of another investigation into a wildlife issue. He was at an Arizona campaign event for former President Trump over the weekend, where he told the crowd he's being looked at for collecting a whale specimen 20 years ago. Apparently, his daughter told Town & Country magazine all the way back in 2012 that her father cut a whale's head off after it washed up on shore in Massachusetts. The National Marine Fisheries Institute sent a letter to NOAA. They're urging an investigation into those allegations now. And, of course, this is after he acknowledged the dead bear cub incident in New York City.
Okay, what's the story that's so bizarre that when somebody tells you blank story connected to the Kennedys, you'd be like, nah, that can't be true.
Right?
Like, what is the outer margin of what you'd be willing to believe that might be connected to this family somehow or other? And I think the answer is there's no limit.
Just no limit. It doesn't exist.
Space aliens came down and grew marijuana in my backyard for 2 years and then captured all of my servants and, you know, replaced them. I mean, okay.
Sounds legit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is there video or am I just going on your word? Like, it's just kind of where you are. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio 92.3. I don't even know what's going on in your head, Andrew. Also don't know. Shred-a-thon, News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7. WEAR ABC 3, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmar Services present the Community Shred-a-Thon event Saturday, October 5th, starting at 8 till 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. You can bring personal paper documents to shred. That is the idea. You're well familiar with this. Each car is limited to 50 pounds. That's about 2 bags or boxes of paper documents. So, again, that is coming up on October the 5th at the Fairgrounds. What else? Bands on the Beach. Bands on the Beach is tonight, and we've got White Sands Panhandle is going to be performing tonight. So should be always is a good show. Hope you enjoy that. And the Seafood Festival is coming up very, very soon. That'll be September the 27th through the 29th. So that is just a little over a week and a half away.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some foreign fighters in Ukraine described the man accused of planning to shoot former President Trump Sunday as a whack job with delusions of grandeur. Phone records show he'd been hiding at a Trump golf course for nearly 12 hours before being spotted by Secret Service.
President Biden expresses relief that former President Trump is safe during a cordial phone call, the White House says. The former president, in a statement, says the two had a very nice call about Secret Service protection following a second apparent assassination attempt in as many months.
Fox's Jared Halper. Retail sales are up a bit after jumping the most in a year and a half the month before.
Retail sales rose 0.1% in August. July's reading was revised higher to an increase of 1.1%. The month included the Amazon Prime sale and similar events from competitors.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Online retail sales last month up 1.4%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It's 8:31, 73 degrees in Pensacola. You may see an increased law enforcement presence at Milton High School and Hobbs Middle School today. There have been some vague social media threats that have circulated online today. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says they are aware of these threats and they are investigating.
Every school you go to in Santa Rosa County, when you pull up front, you're going to see a marked patrol car and there'll be an armed deputy inside the school to protect the kids.
And Sheriff Bob Johnson, we talked with him yesterday, and Johnson says they have noticed an increased amount of school threats lately. He says it's usually just kids that don't think before they speak. He says making these types of threats can be costly for kids, as well as they can face both arrest and expulsion from school. He is urging parents to talk with their kids about the consequences of making online threats. Of course, there have been several instances of this here in our area lately, and unfortunately, two students are now facing charges in Escambia County. The sheriff's office announcing yesterday that a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old have been arrested for separate threat incidents. The 15-year-old homeschooled student allegedly posted a threat to Snapchat. The 12-year-old allegedly threatened to shoot another student at MacArthur Elementary School. The sheriff's office asking parents, again, to explain to their kids that they will be arrested if they make a threat. The former assistant principal at Pensacola High School now facing some new charges. 55-year-old Sean Roby arrested for a second time last Friday. He now faces an additional 29 charges, including video voyeurism and possession of child pornography. Roby was first arrested back in mid-August. Police said he secretly recorded a 17-year-old in her bedroom. That video was discovered on Roby's laptop. After the first arrest, police say they found four more videos he'd recorded of the same girl when she was 15 years old. They also say they found several child pornography files. Roby had initially been suspended from the Escambia School District, but was fired last Monday. He remains in the Escambia County Jail on $520,000 bond. A couple more arrests related to school threats in Baldwin County at Foley High School. A 15-year-old girl and boy are now both charged with making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct. Police say those teens created threatening social media posts and posted them online. And this happened after that lockdown incident at Foley High School last week. Police say the school is also taking disciplinary action. Florida planning to conduct its own investigation into the assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Sunday.
We're going to be doing a state-level investigation. I understand that the feds are involved, but we do believe that there were multiple violations of state law. We also believe that there's a need to make sure that the truth about all this comes out in a way, you know, that's credible.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the same agencies that are prosecuting Trump in one case are now investigating the second assassination attempt. He says the people deserve the truth about would-be assassin Ryan Routh, who appeared in court yesterday. So far, he faces two firearm charges. And Rick Scott blaming Democrats for the bill that would have expanded in vitro fertilization being blocked. Scott called for his IVF bill to pass yesterday, but it didn't. He says the IVF with HSAs Act would allow people to better plan and pay for medical expenses such as in vitro. The bill would have decoupled HSAs from high-deductible health plans. It would also double the current contribution limits on HSAs to over $17,000 for families. 8:35 at News Radio, 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Got some backups if you're heading on 98 westbound from the Helping Hand Mission Thrift Store in Midway, going westbound all the way down to the Avalon Boulevard Bridge. You're going to see some major delays. I'd say 15 to 20 minute delay there. And then we scroll up. If you're going I-10, it's actually looking good. I-10 eastbound and westbound. I-110 is flowing smoothly. Still seeing some backups on Highway 29, north of Detroit Boulevard, going all the way up to 9 Mile Road. So just pack your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a chance of rain as you go through the morning and afternoon. 50% chance overall, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. A little more sunshine for that Wednesday with just a 20% chance of rain, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Keeping sunshine around on Thursday with a high near 89 and a low near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 73 degrees in Pensacola and in Gulf Breeze, 71 reported in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets are up at the opening bell, not by a lot. The Dow up 122 points at 41,744. The S&P 500 up 22 points at 56.55. The NASDAQ up 128 points at 17.720. 10-year bond rate is up just a bit at 3.62%. Our gold price is down $6 today to $2,602.90. Silver price is down 8 cents at $31.05. And Bitcoin up over $1,200 at $59,178. TikTok and parent company ByteDance will be in court today trying to make their case in a hearing that could determine the fate of the TikTok app here in the U.S. Oral arguments on legal challenges were heard yesterday. TikTok and ByteDance claim the law that would ban the app if it doesn't divest from ByteDance is unconstitutional and violates free speech rights. Boeing announcing some cuts to conserve cash. They're still dealing with that big factory worker strike. The company said Monday that'll include a hiring freeze and a pause on non-essential travel, as well as a reduction on supplier spending. Former President Trump apparently getting into the world of crypto. Trump and his children unveiled a new cryptocurrency business called World Liberty Financial on Monday. During a Spaces event on X, Donald Jr. suggested that it could give opportunities to people who are unable to secure traditional financing from banks. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. I'm breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Thursday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I will warn you in advance that I enter into today's frivolous topic with a little bit of apprehension. The apprehension stems from the fact that I am concerned that this may continue to out me as an unrepentant northerner living in the South. And so I always want to be cautious about these ones because I'm not trying to remind you, but I also don't want to be accused of carpetbagging and pretending that I'm something that I'm not, but I am most definitely a northerner who's learning to live in the South. Okay? You follow? So I just don't... I fear this topic for this reason. And I will also blame shift a little bit. My wife brought this one up. So I ask you, 437-1620. John, I'll ask you first. Okay. As a true Southerner that you are, Texas and Mississippi and Florida, okay? I've never lived in any of those states except Pensacola for 10 years. When you go to the grocery store, okay? Whether it's the, you know, I don't care whether it's the Winn-Dixie or the Publix or the Aldi or the Walmart. Before you go in, at some point you grab a thing that has metal wires and it rolls on four wheels and you push it with the bar and it's got a little place where you can put the toddler or infant. What's that thing called?
A buggy.
Why? Are you laughing at me now?
What is it called? A shopping cart.
Until living in the South, hand to God, I never in my life heard anybody call a shopping cart or, variously, a grocery cart, a buggy.
Go grab me a buggy.
So is that your real, like, as an adult, more than 8 years old, you really call it that?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, 437-1620. So that's my question. Or other term, what is that device? What is that contraption? What do you call that metal wire thing that you get at the grocery store? 437-1620, 437-1620. We're getting some text coming in here now. Let's see here. Somebody says, making groceries with a buggy. I'm sorry, but the word buggy is, I don't, what I picture when I think of a buggy is like, it's kind of a synonym for jalopy. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's some old car that's maybe fallen apart. I remember there was a TV show when I was a kid called Speed Buggy. I know we've talked to Ryan Jenkins, our farmer, about the nut buggy. I mean, buggy's a funny word. It's not a word I would ever use in ordinary conversation. And so it cracks me up that that's the word that some people use in the South for referring to this contraption. 437-1620. I got shopping cart. I got shopping cart. Nobody says grocery cart.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
We're
that's
going
what I'm asking.
Shopping.
Look, you cannot ask a language question without getting unexpected answers. You always get unexpected answers, and that's what I'm curious about. 437-1620. Shopping cart. Somebody says it's a darn shopping cart. Well, there's no reason to raise your voice, ma'am. 437-16, or sir, I don't know. Shopping cart, of course. Buggies require a horse. There you go. See? Oh, maybe they got their whip out on the grocery device.
Maybe. Keep reading because
it was always a cart until I worked at Winn-Dixie. Then it was a buggy, and I'm a native. Now I say buggy because I think it's funny. Okay, that's leaning in the direction of the skid. I like that. Buggy until I started pushing them for a living. Then it became a cart. It's a buggy for sure, somebody says. A cart, but I'm from Canada. it's a buggy. My family came from the South, even though I was born and raised in San Diego. Andrew, you gave it up by saying these ones.
Yeah, these ones. I wasn't going to point that out.
Instead of these-ins?
No.
What should I have said? They-ins? I don't know what this even refers to.
I don't know.
You said yes.
I just said
you
yes
agreed with him, but you don't know.
I remembered that, and then the thought left my mind.
All right, fair enough. I'm a Marine brat of a lot of places. I've been in Pensacola since 1982. It's still a shopping cart. It's a buggy, Andrew. I think the votes are about even right now. I've lived in Pensacola all my life, and I call it a shopping cart, and there's some natives who are pushing back. Buggy, it's how we find undercover Yankees pretending to be Southerners.
Exactly. Boom. Love that.
I am not an undercover Southerner. I will never try to pretend to be otherwise. A shopping buggy. Oh, all right. I like that. Not a grocery cart because you shop at Target and they have them too. A basket. Oh, see, that's the one I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Some people call them a basket. Now, to me, the basket is the thing you hold in your hand. You know, that's the small size plastic, typically. Sometimes it's got metal handles, sometimes it doesn't. That's the device that you take when you're feeling optimistic and you feel like I'm not going to really spend very much and I only have one or two items, and you always regret this decision. There has never, ever been a time where I grab the hand basket and then don't wish later that I hadn't, because it's always more than that. And then I wind up trying to, you know, tough it out. Like, oh, all right, I got 18 pounds of meat and 3 cases of beer in here, but I'm using this basket. You know I am. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Plus, I always feel just a little guilty, because when you have a shopping cart, you either drop it when you leave the store and carry your bags out if there's not many, or you return the shopping cart to the cart return. But when there's a basket, they tell you just leave it right there under the conveyor. And I always feel like I'm inconveniencing somebody with that. Feels wrong to me. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. Do they call it a buggy return?
I've never heard that before.
No,
but
no. You know why they don't call it a buggy return?
Tell me why.
Because it's not a buggy!
It might be.
John Pickens has got traffic on the 5.
Buggies everywhere. Hancock Lane and Airport Boulevard, you're dealing with the vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. The roadway's blocked, so use caution in that area. It just happened. And as we go over to 98 going through Gulf Breeze, you see if you're going westbound, you're going to see some major delays there. Also seeing some delays coming out of Milton into Pace on Highway 90. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5 buggies.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What do you call that little metal wire? Oh, sometimes they're plastic, I guess. Like the Target ones are plastic. You know, device that you use in which to put your purchasables. Man, I couldn't have made that sentence any more awkward. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. And is there any other name you've heard them called? You know, obviously the primary entries here have been cart or buggy, shopping or grocery alternatively. Some people call it a basket. I don't understand that. Although it is a basket. It's just a big one. I mean, it really is a basket. It's even it's never solid. It's always got the holes, and that's kind of the definition of a basket. It's got perforations. If we want to get technical, a basket has perforations,
that's
right?
That's too much to think about.
I mean, you wouldn't
I just say go get the small one.
All right. Oh, that's another one. I love the small one because I feel like I'm really winning. I feel like I've only, like, when Dixie.
Yeah, because I can only afford so much.
I see that. But I feel like I have not given in to the excess, you know? And somehow it's better. I don't know. It's easier to turn. 4-3. Oh, my God, all these texts. Look at this. All right, I got to read some of these. 4-3-7-16-20. Grocery cart is acceptable, and they're laughing at me. Buggy. A swamp can be very buggy. That's boggy. Either way, it's a buggy or a trolley. A trolley? Come now. Trolleys are on the beach. They take people back and forth between other forms of infrastructure. A shopping cart, American English. A trolley, English or Australian. I can use Google. Somebody here says buggy helps to differentiate from a handheld basket. Or just say cart. And it's easier to say. Although I will grant you, you do have fun on your side. And I usually don't vote against fun. Maybe buggies would be fun. What's really bad, feller, is when you get a bad buggy wheel on your buggy. No, that's true.
Oh. That's the worst.
You ever and it's not the sticky ones that are the worst. It's the ones with the flat spot. Mm-hmm. Oh! And you feel angry that they didn't cull it from the herd already, right? That it's still in the group that you've got to use. Now, do you ever take it back and get a different one?
It depends on how far I've gotten in.
Agreed. And I always feel like it ought to come with a warning label for the next person. Like, I just don't want to put it off on the next person to suffer. I kind of want to put it off to the side, dismantle the wheel, turn it on its side, and say, stay away. But, you know, it doesn't happen. A buggy is usually pulled by horses. It's a shopping cart. I grew up in Mississippi and never called it anything but a shopping cart all my life. It's a grocery convertible. It's a hatchback. Let's see. These ones is not Southern talk. Okay, fair enough. I'll accept your rebuke. Midwesterners call it a cart. It's a trolley in England. Massachusetts call it a carriage.
Go get my carriage.
All right. Buggy. I am the horse. My wife is the driver. iPhone has this when you type cart. I have a picture of it. Apparently, Andrew has never worked at a grocery store. That's true. It's a vehicle? Nah, you're stretching now. Buggy to get your Duke's shopping cart for Miracle Whip. Oh, That's a personal burn from my boss, who has never...
All right, click on that image.
I love you, Kevin. You're the best. Homeless transportation device. Oh, that's a whole different application, sure. Please return buggies here. Somebody proves to me that there's a buggy return. All right, fair enough. It's a buggy, sir. You can go use your shopping cart to haul your pop, LOL.
That's perfect.
That's another sick Northerner burn. I love it. I suppose you pick up a friend and take them to the shop and get a shopping cart. In the South, we pick up a friend and carry them to the store and grab a buggy. I love it. You all are the best. 437-1620. 437-1620. Shopping cart on wheels. And somebody else says it's a carriage in Massachusetts. Well, you know, we don't need any Red Sox fans here. Y'all can convert to something else. 851 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And hey, if you need an education, like you need a little remedial grammar or vocabulary work, no, I'm just kidding. If you want to, you know, change careers, get some personal enrichment, art, history, physics, astronomy, I don't know, literature. There's all kinds of things that they offer at Pensacola State College. It's a state colleges, we used to call them community colleges or junior colleges. We now call them state colleges. They are a fabulous resource. You can get your associate's degree. You can just get personal enrichment. You can change careers. Or, like my kids did, all three of them, one still in and two have graduated, went for college credit, dual enrollment as high school students. So homeschool kids for free can take college courses, don't pay for their books. And when they get their courses, they go to university, they have like a year and a half of college credit and high school credit, and they've got some transitional experience in college classwork. I mean, that is a great deal. If you've got kids that are going to university, talk about saving money too. Anyway, it's a fantastic opportunity. Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Yahoo!
Good morning, 855, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And all I can say about the shade meeting transcripts for the Bergosh text messages lawsuit with the county versus Gannett P&J, Jonathan Owens, and Alex Arduini is, if you missed our dramatic reenactment from earlier, it'll be podcast at newsradio923.com. Episodes 1 through 3 are already up there from yesterday.
Correct.
And episodes 4 and 5 will be up there for today. And... just there you go. I just, you know, offer it to you. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident with injuries and roadblock at Hancock Lane and Airport Boulevard. Seeing some delays both north and southbound on that. So just be aware of that one. Highway 90, if you're coming from Pace into Pensacola, you're going to see some delays through that construction zone. I-10, I-110, actually looking really good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, there's a lot of different things that get said about Afghanistan after we withdrew. And I'm not really interested in getting into the whole issue of how we withdrew, although I think it's very important. This is a totally different thing. You know, when we left Afghanistan, it was everybody knew that Afghanistan would basically fall off a cliff culturally. Because the Taliban don't take over and usher them into the modern world of equality and freedom, right? I mean, the Taliban is a repressive, authoritarian, religious cult, right? I mean, that's what it is, okay? And now that they have their way, they're doing all kinds of terrible things, including, I don't know if you saw this, it just came out yesterday, the Taliban have now suspended polio vaccination campaigns in Afghanistan. The UN made this announcement on Monday. It's a huge setback for polio vaccination and eradication. So just out of curiosity, John, is polio considered an eradicated or an active disease in the world today?
Eradicated.
That's exactly right, except for two places. There's only two places in the world where we continue to have problems with polio. One of them is Pakistan, and the other one, you want to take a guess?
Afghanistan.
That's exactly right. It's one of the two countries in which the spread of the potentially fatal, paralyzing disease has never been stopped. And, of course, now that the Taliban has stopped participating in polio vaccination campaigns, which, by the way, probably could have been eradicated. I mean, it could have been eradicated long ago. It's one of these great success stories, right? But here we are still dealing with polio, or here they are still dealing with polio in Afghanistan. No real reason given, but they were supposed to start a September immunization campaign, and they just stopped because, you know, they're the Taliban. They've had several cases of polio already in Afghanistan. The World Health Organization has 18 confirmed cases. And that's not, 18 is not a lot, but the number should be zero. It was 6 last year. So, yeah. When it comes to female education, when it comes to just freedom in general, take your issues across the board. There's no part of Afghanistan that got better because we left and the Taliban took over. It's just plain worse. And at least to this point, about the only thing that you can say is they're not a breeding ground for terrorism as far as we know. But, that's something, but that's pretty small potatoes compared to the and by the way, the reason I bring this up, just because it's a reminder that, you know, we did make a foreign policy decision, one that a lot of people agree with that I was not so sure about. But this was not a surprise. There's been nothing about the decline of Afghanistan culturally, politically, economically. There's been no part of this that's surprising. The only surprise was going to be, you know, how fast, how bad, right? And look, if you're going to advocate that, you know, countries don't deserve outside help because countries need to stand on their own two feet and earn their freedom the hard way by fighting for it themselves. And there is a case to be made for that. Okay, there is absolutely a case to be made for the fact that, you know, some people, some cultures may not be ready yet. They might not have earned it or might not be. I understand. We've had these political science discussions for decades, and it's a fair conversation. But don't ever pretend that leaving Afghanistan was anything but going to lead to total cultural devastation. Local.